Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week News Podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we're going to talk about the evolution of the internal auditing function. We hear lots of talk these days about internal auditors assuming more of a risk management role. So today we're going to look at how real that idea actually is and what is necessary for a chief auditing executive to make that sort of a leap into risk management. Joining me to discuss this idea is Jonathan Marks. Jonathan is a partner at the auditing firm Crow Horwath, and he is head of their risk services group. John, thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you, Matt.
Now, first question, as I said, we hear a lot of talk about this idea, and it does make theoretical sense, but I'm still wondering how much of the idea of internal audit evolution, how much of that is really happening, given internal auditors still have a lot of SOX compliance and other audit work that is keeping them busy. So what are you seeing out there in the field about what they're really doing and what we might be talking about?
The trend continues to really be SOX compliance activities being shifted to the finance, accounting, and management functions or roles,
okay,
and away from the internal audit department.
Well, how difficult or easy is that to do? I mean, could you talk to us a little about, I guess, the skill set that internal auditors need if they do want to expand their role a little bit?
It often seems to me that internal auditors are generally wired to reduce or eliminate risk versus
yep.
managing risk.
Mm-hmm.
So internal audit focus traditionally has been really to understand risks and look for how those risks are mitigated or recommend how they can be better mitigated, so to speak. Risk management, to me, is more than just reducing or eliminating risk. It's really managing it, understanding the appetite, tolerance, and the relationship between the relative risk and the relative reward,
yeah.
Or rewards. The more internal auditors are involved in risk management activities these days, the greater skill they will need to expand to balance both risk and reward versus focusing only on risk.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm curious, though, whether or not they are how well-suited are they to that? I mean, you talk that they have a lot of experience about it, but does it require a more, I guess, holistic view of company operations that internal auditors might not necessarily have had if they've been immersed in SOX compliance for the last several years?
That's a very good point, and I think what we're really seeing is that we're seeing a skill set of, again, going back to the traditional auditor that really really needs to be refined, and to your point, really understanding the holistic operations of an organization to better manage the risk process. Most of the internal auditors today have some of those skills, but we're still seeing real poor attempts at risk management and people just doing what they have always done.
Yeah. You know, I was also kind of curious whether the boards or the other C-level executives who the auditor answers to, whether or not they are buying into this or whether we've clearly defined the roles that the board might be doing, setting out risk tolerances, or how much the internal auditor might be stepping into that. How much is this well-defined or how much is it a murky sort of a thing right now?
I think it's very murky. I think most people claim that they understand this, but I think from a management perspective and actually crossing over the management line, that proverbial white line in the sand,
mm-hmm.
There are some boards that actually step over that line. And I think it's really incumbent upon senior management to really educate them and say, you guys really need to monitor the risks of the organization, not set the appetite or the tolerances, so to speak, and to provide some level of guidance.
So give us a pointer or two for how an internal auditor should be starting this sort of a process.
Well, first of all, I think you really need to take a top-down look at your risk management program. I think most of us still are glued to the bottom-up approach and are very comfortable with the bottom-up approach.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that I think is also a critical component to here is the governance process within the organization and how things are communicated. So from a communication standpoint, which is one of our attributes within our governance framework. Internal audit can educate the board and specifically the audit committee, if need be, on their roles and responsibilities and what their expectations are of them and how to interact correctly with regard to risk, managing risk, mitigating risks, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And let me play devil's advocate for a moment here, that there might be people listening to this conversation saying, this idea sounds great, but my budget is just too tight, or I have too many things being piled on my plate, and I don't have time to think about this. And I'm wondering if you have any response on how they can try and get ahead of the curve when they still have so many tactical day-to-day things that are piling onto their desk.
Sure, I think that's a fair comment, and you know, I think everything's a process, and obviously change doesn't happen overnight. But you know, I think that if you put a plan in place and try to roll out that plan and execute on that plan, whereby you know, taking small steps and really educating people, specifically the board and the senior level management, again, on what their roles and responsibilities are, and try to make this come together over time, it's probably much more palatable. You know, with the economic downturn and the reduction in force, obviously people are stressed a little bit, and they've taken on roles and responsibilities that they probably didn't have before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously, our time is limited, and when time is limited, these things that are not, you know, nice to have are generally ignored. So, you know, it's really one of those things, though. You can't really ignore governance, and you can't really ignore internal controls these days because of the consequences and the reputational impact that a corporation, you know, might feel if there is, in fact, a failure. So, you know, it's really a double-edged sword. I mean, you can do it slow and steady and actually go through and be very calculated about it. Or, you know, you could sort of take the, you know, cold turkey approach and say, look, we need to change our process today because of the risks within our organization. I think it all depends on the nature and culture of the organization as well. So there's a lot of different factors that go into, you know, which approach to take or a modified approach from those two methods that I just previously mentioned.
You know, one last question. I was just wondering, do you think that certain sorts of companies might have an easier time of this, whether they might be in highly regulated industries like finance or larger companies generally or anything like that? But are there some signs of companies that might be better at this or have an easier time?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the companies that have already had a default or they've already had a deficiency or they have already had an event, if you will, or experienced the black swan, those are the ones that are much more sensitized to what needs to happen and why governance and why risk management is so important within the governance process. Those are the companies we see on a day-to-day basis that are much more receptive to tweaking and modifying their approach to make it more of a cohesive effort rather than just a siloed effort within the organization.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, all right, John, that is all the time we have today, but you gave us plenty to think about here, so definitely we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Matt.
Again, everybody, that was Jonathan Marks of the audit firm Crowe Horwath, and he is talking with us about how internal auditors are trying to play a greater role in risk management. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you join us again next time.